Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
God, we love you and we praise you. God, we thank you for this night. God, we thank you that you daily, today, load us with benefits. God, we receive them by faith in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hey, let's stay in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And it's the go-to Christmas verse where, for unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. And I'm telling you, that's where the world stops. The world doesn't want to keep going in this verse. And I'll tell you, the power, it only builds. And the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And listen to verse 7. Okay, the government's going to be on his shoulder. But then verse 7 says, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. See, Jesus didn't come. We're in this revival. And I'm telling you, I call it the great revival. But listen, we're not here to play church. We're not here. Jesus didn't come to establish a religion. I don't believe there's an aspect of it that he established it. He established a faith. He came to establish a government. Now wrap your heart around that, because I don't think we know many Christians that do. Man, when you think about that, the tools God gives us, that the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but they're mighty unto God for the pulling down of strongholds. Those strongholds are governments on this earth. And see, we have to understand that. God says, look, my ways aren't your ways. My thoughts aren't your thoughts. See, so we look at this and we have to understand, even as a Christian, I've got to continually elevate my thoughts. I got to make sure my thoughts are in line with God's thoughts. I've got to make sure that my words, see, this government is established, it's the kingdom. See, and we like to think of a kingdom being a place. But you know what? This kingdom, it says, and the increase of this government, there will be no end. Let me tell you what that is. That there's no end to the authority, number one, but there's no end because of us. We multiply it here on this earth. Jesus said, the works that I do, you'll do, but greater because I go to my Father. See, do you understand that when Jesus was on the earth, the Holy Spirit only operated through him? And then people that were familiar with the things that Jesus did and the things Jesus said and how he operated, the Holy Spirit could come upon them. But see, the Holy Spirit was in Jesus. The number one objective of God for redemption was to reestablish the Holy Spirit on this earth. His presence, his power, his personality. See, genetically, when we're filled with the Holy, if can I just lay it out for you? True speech. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you're always fighting your DNA. See, when we get filled with the Holy Spirit, it's a subsequent experience from our salvation. When we get filled with the Holy Spirit, the DNA of heaven comes into us. The nature of heaven. The presence, the power, the personality of the Holy Spirit comes into us. See, and otherwise, we're always just arming ourselves with the flesh. How much we can learn, how much we could say, how much we can do. Let me tell you, the idea of this. Turn your Bible to Mark. Let's go to the Gospel of Mark. Let's chapter 16 and verse 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. Do you understand that these aren't going to be normal? See, the signs that follow normal human beings aren't listed here. Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe. And then he said this, in my name. See, that's where all the power is. At the name of Jesus, everything is subject to the name of Jesus. Are you sick? Your sickness is subject to the name of Jesus. Your unforgiveness is subject to the name of Jesus. The sin that's operating in your life is subject to the name of Jesus. See, you have to understand this. Why? It's not a belief system. It's not a religion. It's a government. The government's on his shoulder. So the name of Jesus now, man, we're a conquering government. That's what we represent. Man, we've invaded an alien planet, an orphan planet. And we understand that. But he said, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, and what's the very first one? They'll cast out demons. I'll tell you what, we've all been subject to demonic oppression, depression, oppression. We've all been subject to suppression that's demonic in our lives. We all have. See, some people get stuck. It happens in a moment. Everything in our life happens in moments. You think about the woman at the well. You think about the woman with the issue of blood. You think about the centurion and his servant. You think about the blind Bartimaeus. Those guys all experienced moments with Jesus that changed their lives and changed our lives. See, let me tell you what revival is. It's revival, it gives us moments where everything changes. Man, when I gave my life to Jesus, I was hungover. I didn't feel good. I thought, is that all there is? But let me tell you what it did. A moment happened in my life. So now it's like, wait a minute. That's it? So I go to heaven now? I've got access to heaven? But then you know what happened? A man came up to me the next week and he said, you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? I said, no. He said, you want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost? I said, no. He said, you want to be filled with the Spirit of God? I said, no. He said, do you want all of God you can get? And I remember thinking, how do you say no to that? So I said, yes. He grabbed a hold of my head. He shook it. It freaked me out. I stood there. But guess what God did? He provided me a moment. And from that instant, I was never the same. See, that's what happens with us in these times. Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, it may be Friday, it may be here Saturday when you come to pray, it may be Sunday morning. But I'm telling you what God's gonna do in these 60 days, he's gonna provide you moments that are going to change the course of your life, change your destiny, change your flow. These signs will follow those who believe. The first thing he said was, you'll cast out demons. First thing, you'll speak with new tongues. Let me tell you what you're going to start doing in this revival. You're going to start casting out demons out of your workplace, off your finances, out your health, your marriage. You're going to speak with new tongues. You'll go, no, no, that was for the apostles. That was until they began to write letters and print. I said, none of that stuff's accurate. But the next thing he said, you'll take up serpents. If you drink anything deadly, so nothing poisonous, let me tell you what the coronavirus is. It's a serpent. It's all it is. It'll by no means hurt them. So now you're, wait a second. Now everything that the enemy, demonic activity, man, when you don't know how to pray, I don't know enough, you just pray in the spirit. You take up any deadly thing, the coronavirus comes into the air and around your life, the Bible says it won't hurt you. And then you know what? You'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And it's all very, very simple. And then the 19th verse, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and he sat down at the right hand of God, where we're seated now with him in heavenly places. And they went out, listen, and they went out and preached where? Everywhere. They went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through accompanying signs. See, that's what happens in these places. That's what you need to expect when the word is preached. And listen, I'm not talking about just basic church preaching. I'm talking about casting out demons preaching, speaking in new tongues preaching, touching anything deadly and it not harming you preaching, laying hands on the sick and them recovering preaching. See, that's what this is. It's not, let me tell you, let me water this down for you a little bit. That's not what this is. It's not. I was going to say something carnal, but I'm not going to. In Romans, the 15th chapter, the 14th verse, Paul writes and he says, now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another, to even bring correction and it not causing a consternation. Nevertheless, brethren, I've written more boldly to you on some points as reminding you because of the grace given to me by God. Okay? I'll just tell you, there's a new boldness that's come on this platform. It's here. I mean, God gave me a word for Opetta that I'm going to give him after the service tonight. There's a new strength. There's a new power. There's a new boldness. There's a new level. That I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Now listen, these are godless people in the minds of the church. But he says, no, now they're set apart by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God. Now listen, for I will not dare to speak any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me. I'm not going to talk about what Peter's done. I'm not going to talk about what James has done. I'm not going to talk about what John has done. Only the stuff God's done through me. In word and deed, to make the Gentiles obedient. Now listen to the next thing he says. In mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. But how? In mighty signs and wonders. And what do? They confirm the word. They confirm the Spirit of God in our presence. See, if we're gonna, listen, if we're gonna welcome the Holy Spirit, and he's not an it. Jesus always referred to as he and him. If the Holy Spirit's here and we're preaching the word, listen, with boldness and without restraint, every time the Holy Spirit came in contact with a preacher in the word, boldness was the outcome. Man, we can't keep this hidden. why there's a fire in us now. That fire is the Holy Spirit. In mighty signs and wonders, God confirms His word. If people aren't saved here, delivered here, set free here, healed here, overcome here, let me just tell you something. It's not revival. If it's revival, those things have to happen. And let me tell you, we're not just preaching for crowds. We're not just praying for crowds to come. I'm praying for a dynamic presence, demonstration of the Spirit of God. And here's the other thing. It's not just for people that need a miracle. It's so that there are none feeble among us. Man, I just met with a group of people before the service, and there was a woman that said, I don't need a miracle. I'm living in God's blessings. Ding, 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 ding. Blessings happen in our lives because we're out front. Miracles launch us to get out front. Why? To live in God's blessings. But see, we have to understand, we represent a government. Yeah, we live in America. We render under America what's America's. But let me tell you, our citizenship's in heaven. And how do you know that? Our language and our customs. See, what are we going to do after Easter? Are we going to stay at 6:30 on Wednesday nights? What are we going to do on the other night? What if this becomes our custom? No, for real. It's not about, see, so many people think about the sacrifice Jesus made to give. I don't believe He looked at it as a sacrifice. I believe that He looked at it that He was going to conquer death in the grave. He didn't look at it and go, no, you know what? Let me tell you, He's in the Garden of Gethsemane and He's like, man, this is going to hurt. But it's going to be worth it because I'm going to win. And I'm going to conquer death in the grave. So everybody now that's named among me, let me tell you, when Bill Shear gave his life to Jesus, guess what lost? Death in the grave. So if death, grave, and the hell have no dominion in my life, what else, what should I be concerned about? For real, money? Or health or healing? Or what you think of me? Or what people are saying? See, it doesn't matter what people are saying about me. It matters what He's saying about me. It matters what Sandy's saying about me. What did Jesus say? What are they saying out there? Well, they think you're a prophet. You think you're a great teacher. Jesus said, yeah, forget all that. Who do you say that I am? See, this is making us new people. I've been a Christian 41 years. This is the first time I've ever done this. This is making me a new man. And so you need some clarification on that. The new man that I am is, I've got whole new expectations. I've got expectations on Opetta that when he's singing, people that couldn't walk start walking, running, jumping, and praising God. My expectation is people come to visit. It's like they're not coming to church. They're being introduced to their family. I'm meeting my family. Jesus said, they came to Jesus and said, hey, your mom needs you. He's like, man, I'm about my Father's business. He said, yeah, but your mom needs you. Jesus said, these are my mothers and these are my brothers. See, that's the change that happens in our lives. See, everything in our life is about where we drive that stake. Where am I going to drive the stake of my life? See, I didn't just marry Sandy. I drove my stake there. I've driven a stake here. Because the kingdom that God represents, please listen to this. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is not a place. The kingdom of heaven is in us now. And God sent us, the Bible says, as sheep among wolves, He sent us on a collision course with the kingdom of this world. We're on a collision course. See, we try and we try and we try, and there's conferences and there's seminars and there's YouTube videos how we can be friends and friendly with the world. The church. Jesus was a friend to sinners. He was on a collision course with the world. If we're friends with the world, we're enmity with God. We're at war with God. So I take a step back and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, if I'm friends with the world evidently is at war with God. And now the kingdom of heaven that is in me now is at war with the kingdom of this world. And the weapon the world has is darkness. The weapon the kingdom of God has is light. We can't lose. So anything in your life that you need a miracle, it just represents darkness that's in your life. And we bring the light in, which is His word, is the light of life. That means every bit of darkness is defeated. And the idea now is, once that light comes in, it opens the door for mighty, listen, mighty, unworldly signs and wonders. See, what a sign and a wonder is it defies natural thought. It defies natural law. That's what the world needs. The world needs us defying natural law. There's healing in our hands. There's salvation on our lips. We're running this race as one who wins. I'm telling you, you leave here today out in front. Out in front of sickness and disease and calamity and strife and contention and fear and depression. Here's how you do this. Can I example this for you as I close? Here's how you do this. You guys ready? Turn your phone on and record this right now. Go ahead. Turn your phone on and take a video of this right here. Tell me when you're ready. Anybody my age, find a young person and ask them to send you this video. Any of you guys with a flip phone, commit it to memory. Okay. Tell me when you're ready. I'm going to example how you live this life. I'm going to example how we collide with the kingdom of this world. Okay, you ready? Devil, I take authority over every depression in this room in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that we cut the oxygen off of depression in this room, and we command it to go right now. Depression, I command you to dry place, to seek rest, and to find none in Jesus' name. Here's the bottom line. Depression, you have to go right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's how you do it. Guess what? There is nothing. Guess what? There's no depression in this room right now. This is how this works. You know what? So when you look at this video again, you say, you know what? I think that there's poverty. I'm living month to month and hand to mouth. So you go back through this, you transcribe it. You white out depression and you write in poverty. Poverty, I take authority over you right now in the name of Jesus. I cut the oxygen off of you in Jesus' name. You have to go. Poverty, I command you to dry place, to seek rest, and to find none in the name of Jesus. Everything I put my hand to will prosper. So poverty, you can't prosper in my life anymore. You got to go in Jesus' name. Amen. That's how it works. You got sickness or infirmity? Hey, coronavirus, I take authority over you right now in Jesus' name. You have no dominion in my life. I have this much fear for that virus in Jesus' name, because in order for me to fear it, I've got to respect it. In order for me to fear it, I've got to give honor to it. I've got one place I honor, it's God, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of my wisdom. So God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. That virus has no place in my life, has no place in my home, has no place with my family. And God, I thank you that we cut the oxygen off of that virus in the name of Jesus. Virus, I command you to go. To dry place, to seek rest, and to find none. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now guess what? Guess what we follow that up with? Notice that I commanded the devil, this is scriptural, to go to dry place, to seek rest, and to find none. Why? He's wanting to make your life dry and barren. He's wanting to make your marriage dry and barren. He's wanting to make your finances dry and barren. So guess what happens? When we send him to dry place, to seek rest and to find none, guess what God gives us in our life? Latter rain. The hydration of heaven. God rains blessings in our lives. And you know what he gives us then? Rest. Man, we hear that rain, the latter rain. If you don't think that the rain of heaven is available for your life, you're absolutely wrong and need to repent.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.